I don't know what it is I like about fecal matter. I just, it's awesome. Like, I'll stop talking about it. But
this is Penthouse Lenny Lyle. Fuck. That's how it's going to end up on there. Ladies and
gentlemen, this is... Legend in My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
Legend in My Spare Time, motherfucker.
This is Penthouse Lenny Lilac. Matt Lees listens to everything I say. So I told him today, play a piece of his own music, because we're tired of listening to the shitty-ass stuff he puts behind us. Play the song, monkey.
It's funny, because when I wrote this song, it was pure emo. When I played it with this guy, it became rock and roll blues.
If you would like to help the Matt Lees band finish their debut record, Two Sides to Every Hero, you can do so by donating any amount to legendinmypodcast@gmail.com.
This band record coming soon. Shut your whore mouth, Jeff Lyon.
Dutchman, and all loyal listeners of the Legend in My Spare Time podcast. This is Joe. I would like to take a few moments of your time to issue a fundraising challenge to help Matt reach his goal of $1,000 to finish recording the Matt Lees Band album, Two Sides to Every Hero. If three individuals step forward and donate $100 to the fundraising effort, I will match them up to two more times. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I already donated $100. So if three other people donate $100 each, I will give Mr. Lees an additional $200. Now this donation has to be from individuals, not groups of people going together. Please, people, help Mr. Lees reach his goal of $1,000 so he can get the fucking album out already. Thank you.
Ustedes están escuchando La Leyenda en mi tiempo libre.
That's right, motherfuckers. Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time. It's your boy, the man who needs no introduction. My first special guest this week, Penthouse Lenny Lilac.
Close.
Penthouse Lenny Lilac.
Like no. The flower.
Lilac. Don't talk before you get intro'd.
Yes, thank you. I'm happy to be here, part of family entertainment.
That's right. Listen, we're not podcasts anymore. We're audio entertainment.
Yeah,
so we can't
right.
say the word podcast anymore.
Okay,
it's off the
sorry,
list.
Yeah.
No more podcast.
Yeah, we're entertainment.
Serious? Did you just melt seriously at me? No, not at all. Introducing next, he's violent, he's handsome, he's hardcore, and he is now a superstar DJ. He'll tell you all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, the hardcore hick, Jeff Black.
Hey, what's going on, Matt Lees?
Fresh off of your debut performance, sir.
Yeah, I know. It was nerve-wracking. I got a couple requests to play some songs in exchange for sexual encounters.
Oh, yes.
Tell you about it later.
Yes, you will. And our last guest, she followed us in here. I'm sorry, who are you? Your name and where you're calling from? Caller.
Bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gem of my eye. The twinkle in my eye. Tara is in the house. Welcome to the podcast. Terrible so far. Episode 49. Here we are. Don't forget, if you'd like to write to us, you can do that at legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. You can tell me that you don't like Jeff or that you do like Lenny or that Lenny and Jeff are far superior to Tim and the old Jeff because we used to have another Jeff.
There's lots of Jeffs on this planet.
You're Jeff too.
Just call me by my full name like everybody else, man. Jeff
Bubba.
Black.
Jeff Black.
Jeff Black. Fuck, I hate that.
It could be worse. Everybody calls me, hey, big guy. I fucking hate it.
Oh. Well, I didn't know whether to call you Lee, Leon, or Lenny. So it's like, hey, man, what's going on?
Yeah, or Outhouse.
Yeah.
I love Outhouse. Yeah. That was me.
Yeah.
That was my doing.
So it's been 7 full days since we've recorded, since we presented anything to our beautiful listeners. We are 1 week shy of episode 50, and we all know what that means.
Minimum 50 hours of wasted time.
Yeah, that is what it means. That is what it means. Mike goes right here, though, really close, because you're not loud enough.
Hello?
That's better. A little, little further away.
Farther?
Like this? Like in, that. Out, in.
Yeah.
So.
Spare Time Olympics?
That's right. The Spare Time Olympics. People have been writing. They're waiting for it. Dave Rage K will challenge.
Fucking homo.
So, Dave Rage K will take on Mr. Oliver Little of London for his Spare Time Olympic Championship. That happens 1 week from now.
You better lock the bathroom door up there.
Right.
Because after homo raging gay loses, you're going to go up there and you're going to be like, Dave. And all you're going to hear in the background is, because he's going to hang himself after he loses to Ollie.
Okay, I guess we know where your allegiances lie. Jeff, what do you think is going to happen next week in the Spare Time Olympics? Do you think the defending champion stays the champion? Or does the feisty, wee, squirrely challenger sneak one in there?
Fuck, I don't know, man. Who is the English guy in it?
Sorry, is it easier if we go back to talking about anal beads?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it's more like a lawnmower.
There's blood and shit all over the place.
Great. We're a few minutes in and we're already talking about shit.
Is the one guy, the English guy that was on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, him. I like that guy. Him. Whatever's that English queen loving prick is going to win.
Even though you think he's a prick, you think he's going to win.
Everybody's a prick, man.
Not me.
Yeah.
You and I are close friends. We've been forming a bond. I think we're, you know.
No.
No.
That's just, I'm using you.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Although, I got to put it on record. Matt Lees gave me this fucking bomb-ass DJ program, and it helped me out, so I got to give him props there. But
do you actually own the program, or did you steal it?
Yes, yes.
The program that I gave to Jeff Black was legally purchased, and I have all the serial numbers and receipts to prove it. Yeah, so I hooked Jeff up with this computer program called PC DJ, which allowed him to be a superstar DJ. Because you can't fuck around in Goderich, Ontario.
It was Varna, Ontario.
I'm sorry. Varna, Ontario.
And okay, I was trying to get some people to come, Matt Lees and Eddie Osborne.
Right, because it was the first time I've worked in 6 months. I'm sorry, Jeff. I had to work. I apologize. Anyway, but before we get sidetracked with all this crap, Goderich is a little farm buttfuck town around here. Sorry, Jeff's hometown. And Varna is even smaller scale than Goderich.
Goderich is like 8,000 people, I think, and Varna is about 500.
So you're a big deal in Varna.
Dude, I couldn't believe being behind that computer and being behind the sound system and the lights. I was a fucking superstar that night. I was like, I could get used to this.
That's right.
Every weekend, but it won't be. But it could be. DJHardcoreHick@gmail.com.
Wait a second. Did you just give out a fucking email?
Yeah. Find me on Facebook, DJ Hardcore Hick.
You're plugging yourself now?
Yeah.
You think you can come in here and plug yourself? Oh, check out my business too.
I'll bring along Matt Lees and his band.
DJHardcoreHick@gmail.com. All of your fine party needs. We can take care of everything. Everything.
Give you everything.
Because I know an Asian guy who said he can get anything. So whatever you want for your party, we can get it for you. DJHardcoreHick@gmail.com. Anything else?
Yeah.
So listen, you DJed the first party. You were terrified. Let's be honest. For the folks at home who don't know, because on here you have this gruff, like, tough guy persona. But on
just
text...
called tough guy?
Well, he has this tough guy persona.
Ho!
Fuck you guys. I hate you.
We're going to have Hacksaw on the phone someday soon. Don't you worry. Like I said, it's not going to last very long. But he'll get on the phone with us. He'll be like, this isn't Vince McMahon. What the fuck? And he'll hang up on us. But, you know.
Hey, as long as I get to tell him that he can go fuck himself, we're all good, man. No, so, but I was terrified, and yeah, I didn't eat for 2 days prior
because you were.
I was so nervous, and they were like the at these Stag and Doe's because not everywhere has a Stag and Doe,
right?
Some people don't know what a Stag and Doe is.
Yeah, let's do that just in case there are listeners who don't know what
a Stag and Doe is.
Cash grab.
Yeah, cash grab for the wedding party. For the wedding party. You rent a hall, you get a liquor license, you get some food, you sell a fuck ton of booze. And
you make your friends pay $10 to $15 per person to get in.
No, yeah. in Goderich in the area.
You mean in Varna?
In Varna. Varna's close to Goderich. Tickets are only like $5. When I came down to the city and I saw they're like $20, fuck you. I'll go somewhere else. You two are going out, aren't you? But
listen, Jeff has tough guy persona, but then the last couple weeks I've been getting this on text message.
Hey, it's Jeff. Sorry to bother you. I just really want to make sure I do a good job at the Stag and Doe. So let me know if you have any advice for me, buddy. Later. Bye.
And then I'd go a few days, and then I'd get another one.
Hey, Jeff. Just wondering about that DJ program, and if you could just let me know. I'm terrified. Please help me. Oh, my God.
That's pretty much the Jeff that I've come
it's
to know.
It's true, too, man. I was freaking out, man. I didn't eat for like 2 days prior.
That's right.
I'm getting offered all this food, and I'm like, I will puke it up.
And then there was the text message in the middle of the night on Friday. I can only assume in the middle of the party, and all it said was, well, I'm not going to use the voice because it was excited. All capitals.
Thanks for the program, dude.
So excited.
Yeah, man. What time it sounded like? 11:30?
I think so.
Yeah, like people like... People were making requests. I was playing like all this Home for a Rest shit that everyone likes to hear.
Yep.
That I personally hate.
Yeah, that's... welcome to DJ.
Yeah, I know. But no one was dancing. And then it was one song. No, it wasn't. I played that song and no one danced.
You played Hip Hop Array and nobody danced?
No one danced, man.
Fucking Varna.
I was a little disappointed.
Did you play Barbie Girl?
No, but I had a request for it and I just didn't get around to it. I'm trying to... It was fucking Single Ladies. All the chicks just got on the floor and danced. All the dudes followed. Then I was like, yeah, hit my fucking smoke machine. And everyone was there to party, man. And that's when I texted Matt Lees. And I was like, fuck, man, this is awesome. And no one stopped dancing the entire night. And it was fucking good times. And I couldn't believe.
And it's all thanks to me.
Partially.
Did you get paid?
No, this is for my buddy, man.
Oh, that was nice of you.
No, hey. My buddy's been there through thick and thin for me like the last 10 years. His name's Joey Harlem.
Even though you don't know how to spell his last name according to Facebook?
No, it's a running joke. We never get his last name right.
Well, your reaction on the Facebook page did not seem that. See, Jeff posted on this gentleman's wall and spelled his last name wrong. And then when somebody called him out on it, he was like, I'll kill you. That was your response. So that's not a response of, hey, man, inside joke. That's like, don't point that out. No, I'm going to look stupid.
No, it is my buddy, man. I could. You know what? We were doing this song thing where it was pay for the overplayed.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a list, and, man, they made $150 off all these overplayed songs that people wanted to hear. Wow. So all you people out there getting married, having stagging those, feel free to use the idea. It works.
DJHardcoreHick@gmail.com for royalty fees.
Yes. The all $2 that I'll get, but whatever.
Did you play Taking Care of Business?
Every day?
No.
What?
No, I didn't play it, man.
Have a stag and dough and not play that.
Man. Yeah, you can. Fuck BTO, man. I was like...
Yeah, I bet you played some Nickelback, though.
Sorry?
How old is your friend?
Oh, fuck. 25?
Yeah, good 25. Friend. Doesn't know how to spell his name. Doesn't know how old he is. We've been friends forever, man. We go way back.
What's his name again? Joey Harlem.
Mr. Twisted.
Joey Harlem. Yeah, and he's also my manager, yeah. Mr. Twisted.
If you go to YouTube and look up the 10,000 Thumbtack match, you'll see the Hardcore Hick and Mr. Joe Harlan.
Harlem.
Oh, you do know now. Okay, just kidding.
No, it's Hallam.
Hallam.
It's Hallam.
You can see the two of them in the ring for that 10,000 Thumbtack match, which was, you know, we've talked about it. It was insanity.
It was. It hurt like shit.
Yes, there's some weird pointing going on. And yeah. Penthouse Lenny Lilac's hand is literally shaking with his mic in it.
He's
right
got
now.
Carpal tunnel. At first I thought, it's like, wow, this guy's fucking nervous all the time. But no, this is carpal tunnel. It's
fucking terrible.
Off.
Penthouse does not get nervous because he's the Penthouse. Yeah. Lilac.
Oh, that was a good one.
Lilac. But enough about me and my DJ, man. Like, it was fun. I loved it. It was hard. Like,
all right, already. Come on. Get it out.
Yeah, that's what she said. You totally offered to blow me, by the way.
Yeah, I think I did.
So what song was it for the blowjob?
Yeah, what was the... You said you had a girl proposition you, if you play this song, I'll suck your dick.
I think it was Alan Jackson's Chattahoochee. And then some...
Play the song.
Tara's like, no. Yeah, I'd totally blow a guy if you play Chattahoochee for me.
We don't play country music on this show.
But yeah, I was like, she had like the nicest butt, and I'm like, okay, I don't want to like have anything going on. I don't want to have anything going. I'm just gonna keep talking. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, okay, I don't. I hate you so bad.
Anyways,
I was like, okay. Donna's got an extremely nice ass. I don't want to fuck anything up with that. And then I called Joey today. I'm like, so what's Donna's situation? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, what's her situation? She's like, oh, she's married. I was like, fuck. So all that, I could have got a blowjay.
From a married woman?
No. This chick wasn't married.
Oh, okay.
This is a different one. And then someone...
The one he liked was married.
Yeah, the one I liked was married. And then someone wanted to hear fucking Black Friday. Rebecca Black. Sorry, Friday, Rebecca Black.
You didn't play it, did you?
I did not play it.
Cool.
And she's like, yo, you can squeeze my tits. And I'm like, right now? She's like, yeah, right now. And I'm like, I don't really want to play the song. And I would have felt guilty if I squeezed your bosoms and then not played the song because I'm a stand-up guy.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Since when did you become a stand-up guy?
Fool.
Since.
Lenny's like, I would have squeezed them good and still not played the song.
Ah, no. I gotta...
She probably just went home extremely depressed.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
no.
And thought that she wasn't, you know, worthy or wasn't good-looking enough. So really, you just made it worse.
No, because this is the type
of
girl that it was. Like, you know, I tear down my shit. I load it in the car. I help them clean up the place. This is my buddy. And then I see her getting into a car. She gets back out of the car. Rips down her pants, squats, and takes a piss right in front of everybody. So that's the type of girl that was.
That's
so
Varna, ladies and
that
gentlemen.
That's a country girl right there, man.
Do you think
3 weeks ago I went to Filthy McNasty's. A girl waiting in line walked over, not even into the parking lot, in between the cars or anything, just behind one of the columns. But we were sitting in already so we could see out. Just squatted. So pissed all over her shoes, everything.
Filthy McNasty's is a sports bar here.
Do you think if we went back to Varna, you could find her right now?
No, man. I'm past that point in my life finding a chick like that. I want a wholesome girl with that's like a lady on the streets, but a fucking dynamo in the bed.
You want Eddie Osborne. That's what you want. You guys have the perfect relationship.
Did you say you want a lady of the streets?
I want a lady pretty like woman. When walking down the street, pretty woman. The kind I'd like to meet, pretty woman. Do something, something. Okay, we'll stop singing. That's like the fifth time we broke out in a random song.
That's true. That sound we just heard was all our listeners collectively turning it off.
No, yeah. Tim's not on here.
So. Oh, careful with that. You'll hurt his feelings.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not allowed to talk about him anymore.
Oh, this smells like cheese guy?
Oh, no, that's Matt Lees who smells
no,
like
I know,
cheese.
But he had the sign.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, correct. He did. But he's not here, so we're not allowed to talk about him. Remember? He said you can talk about his fucking his dead mother's corpse, but not
as
when
long as
not
we did it to his face.
Right, as long as we did it to his face. So
do you have a picture of him?
Oh, yeah. We'll go to the steak shop's having, like, no tax sale this weekend, man. We'll get a fucking blow-up doll.
Uh-huh.
We'll fucking print off a photo of his face, slap it on there.
And then you can fuck it.
Yeah.
I think you just want the blow-up doll.
Yes.
Because it's really not necessary to see someone's face.
We'll put headphones on him and mic, and it'll be about the same.
That's all, folks.
Oh, did I slash? Oh,
Pentos just put his mic down and yelled fuck. So it's going very well, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes, yes.
The show is flowing together nicely.
I could have done my Paul Bearer impression there. Bearish, bearish all over the dead man.
That was a Paul Bearer impression?
Oh, yes!
That's a Paul Bearer impression.
No, remember when... okay, I'm going to get wrestling on you people here. When fucking Paul Bearer was debuting Kane, mm-hmm. and he's like, yes, bearish all over for the dead man. He's whatever.
He didn't like it the first time.
Yeah, the accent...
Shut up.
The impression is so poor that we can't even really tell what you're doing.
Yeah.
Giving you all the finger.
Fuck me. Fuck you.
Somebody bail us out of this bullshit.
Ass and titties. Ass and titties. I want ass and titties. Ass and titties. Come on, ass. And it's like stretch marks. She's got stretch marks. Suck a dude's dick.
You said what, pardon?
Nothing.
Could you give me a nice clean one?
Nothing.
Because I've got a little bit of music behind the last
sample
of you.
I got nothing,
that.
Man. Nothing. I didn't say shit.
Penthouse, have you yelled at any homeless people lately?
No. Nobody's coming in.
It's dried up?
Yeah. No, but Kamala came in the store today.
Oh, like...
No, it was a 300-pound black woman, but she resembled Kamala.
Please, at home, folks, Google Kamala and laugh with us. Did she have a star painted on her belly? Because she might be worth money if she has a certain shaped star.
No. I can't talk. Did you ever see that woman who had a stroke on TV, on live TV, in front of her microphone? Oh. And she couldn't talk?
Yes.
That's how I feel right now.
She's like, hepa bleba, hepa bleba. Oh, YouTube that shit, yeah, listeners.
That's how I feel. I can't get anything across. I can't talk. My hands are shaking. Every time I touch this fucking microphone, it makes noise in my ear.
That's because you're wearing headphones.
Really?
Yeah.
If I touch your lap, you can does touch it make me. You feel better?
No.
Well, really? This Penthouse has had a stroke pre-show, apparently. He's got the case of the Jim Ross.
Yeah.
Jeff Black has got the case of the Jeff Black.
Yep.
Somebody hit the fucking bell.
At least Eddie isn't here to, you know, just repeat everything back to us.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, did Jeff tell you guys he DJ'd this weekend?
Hey, I got to spend some time with Eddie Osborne today.
Yeah.
It was, fuck, man. We're like, I'm filling up at a gas station, and there's like a cute older lady working behind, not lady, she was like
grandma?
35, no.
That's not a lady?
She's like 35. I don't like using the term lady. It's a woman or...
Hey, woman.
Hey.
Hey, woman.
I'm throwing everything at this like chick. I was like...
Why don't you come over to my apartment tonight? I'll show you what a real man's like.
You're walking home alone later?
Terrible.
It's terrible. But I was like, hey, is it National Free Gas Day today? And she's like, no. And I was like, and then I bought these Rockstar drinks, and they're like 2 for $5. She's like, oh, yeah, they're on special. I'm like, oh, they're special because I'm special. And then Eddie Osborne... comes right up behind me, fucking grabs my dick.
Ah.
Like, really, man? Right, Nesso?
No, to be honest, he saved the situation. Because, you know, you were floundering.
Oh, I always go down in flames, man, with the women. I'm not known as a ladies' man.
Okay, I have a pickup line for you. Ready? Repeat after me. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Ever had your asshole licked?
Ever had your asshole licked?
By a hardcore hick?
By a hardcore hick.
I'll let you hit me with a chair after.
I'll let you hit me with a chair after.
That's a beautiful
song. Nah, it's not, man.
Come on, that would work every
time.
Weak. For a chicken Varna at the SO, it would work.
Oh, man.
Okay?
He didn't
pissing in the parking
have
lot.
Lines. They were just all over him.
It's true. You were the star, and you went
maybe
home
tired.
Maybe
he's
gay.
Maybe
he's
gay. Let's put it out there.
Maybe.
Let's just put it out
every
there.
Week he's gay.
Every day I'll say I'll suck a dick.
He had an extensive conversation about being too rough when he pulled ass beads out of his boyfriend's butt.
No. You're twisting the story, man.
No,
you're twisting it, you little fucker.
Okay.
That was an episode of Hick and Douche.
That's right, Hick and Douche.
Oh, yeah, man.
The show we don't talk about.
Hey, man, that was a good little segment, Hick and Douche.
In which Jeff said the words, I know where his dick's been, he knows where my dick's been, who needs a rubber?
Oh, classic Jeff Black, man.
Classic Jeff Black.
Hey, don't be afraid to experiment a little. What's life without a little experimentation? Yeah, I can't. Fuck you.
Yeah, like a normal sized asshole?
as opposed to a larger sized asshole? What do you mean?
You call me an asshole?
No! I'm saying someone who gets fucked up the ass has a larger asshole. So if you don't get fucked up the ass, you have a normal sized asshole. Yeah. Anyway, can we just like.
What's a normal sized asshole? Like, explain to me what's a normal sized asshole? How big? Penny size?
Well, if you can fit a monster can in it, too big. Red Bull's about average.
See, mine's not that big, man.
Prove it.
Don't prove it.
Show us your butthole.
Show it later.
Did you know that in the movie Psycho, you can see Anne Heche's butthole?
Shit, really?
Yeah, in the shower scene, she falls over this way, and her brown eyes just point right up.
Oh, really? I gotta fucking look at that, man. I'm all about the butt.
I thought you'd like that. And,
I'm all about the butt. I'm the king of old stool.
Speaking of Anne Heche's butthole. Wait for it. It's going to be worth every second, I promise.
It was a remake of Psycho, the classic Hitchcock film. And I heard that weird chick would get bare. I watched with anticipation, contemplated masturbation. For she'd soon reveal herself unto the world. I expected boobs to push and maybe just a little tush. I didn't know that she would be my brown-eyed girl.
Aww.
Anne Heche's butthole, I wonder what's inside. Anne Heche's butthole, let's all go inside.
You're welcome.
That's a good song.
It's great, isn't it?
Man, it fits in my whole loving buttholes.
Now all I can picture is you tomorrow. Here's Jeff driving his truck. Anne Heche's butthole.
Like, man, it brings brown eyed girl, to a whole nother level.
Wait.
Anne Heche's butthole. Anne Heche's butthole.
It's catchy. Very catchy.
Anne Heche's butthole. Anne Heche's butthole. Anne Heche's butthole.
Let's all go inside.
I heard you want.
Excellent.
Actually, what does a stroke feel like? Because I don't feel good.
Oh, my God. I think Penn's house is having a stroke.
Okay, wait. There's five signs.
Okay, wait.
Your left arm.
Thank
can
God.
You move your left arm up and down.
Yeah.
You can lift it.
It hurts.
There's something about your tongue in your mouth. Okay, well, smile.
Let me put my tongue in your mouth. Okay.
No, okay. It's smile. Do both sides go up at the same amount?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm asking him.
You have such a pretty smile.
Thank you.
Straight up, ladies and gentlemen, we think Penthouse may be having a stroke. That'd be the best episode ever. I mean, I genuinely hope that you're okay, but
thanks.
for the sake of the show.
Do you know what day it is?
No.
Yeah, fuck you, you do.
I don't.
It's Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
Sunday.
I mean,
Sunday.
Sunday.
Do you think we'd be the first podcast ever to have a guest host have a stroke on the show?
We can only hope, man.
It's just like, hey, this has been another edition of...
I thought you said there was one online that we could go watch.
No, that was a TV show.
Oh.
That was the news. There was a fucking
dude. Not an audio entertainment show.
Exactly.
There was a dude from Global News. Global News is like the fucking national news here in Canada. And he had a fucking stroke live on doing the sports. It's like, huppa flappa flappa.
That's how I feel.
Didn't JR have one at the Bret Hart Stone Cold match at WrestleMania? Stone Cold! Stone Cold!
No, that's just, that was just JR getting fucking super amped. He's in the moment.
JR marking out. Okay, so we are at Google, and we're going to put in...
Is this what the show's come to?
Are you
going
to vote tomorrow?
I don't know.
Tomorrow is the election in Canada to decide who it doesn't deserve to be the prime minister.
The fifth one in like 4 years.
A week.
Yeah.
Would you vote? Or you don't vote?
If I do get the chance to vote, because I was away yesterday, I couldn't hit the advance polls, I will vote for the lesser of the evils. I'll go with Jack Layton, because that's a dude I'd like to have a beer with. Out of every candidate, I would like to have beer with Jack Layton the most.
How about you?
If I say Jack Layton, my dad will call me a communist for the rest of my life.
Socialist.
So,
you're not
no,
a communist.
He will say communist. No. He takes it to the extremes.
Well, you can vote for the Communist Party. They have a representative.
Is that why this room's blue? He's conservative?
No. I definitely won't vote liberal. And I've voted conservative in the past.
Why?
Because you're dumb.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just pointing out the truth.
Hey, don't ooh him. All he said was, you're dumb. Like, have you heard the other shit he says to people? You got off light.
You heard the shit I say behind your back?
We know he's not allowed to vote because he's an immigrant.
Yeah, that's right. Laugh it up, fuckers. I am not allowed to vote. Canada says no, Matt Lee.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's an immigrant.
I'm not a citizen of this country.
He's an illegal immigrant.
No, you're not.
No, I'm a legal immigrant.
Yeah, but he can't vote.
Fuck.
Really?
Did you just say it can't vote?
No.
Oh.
That's a stroke.
If I could vote.
That's the stroke talking,
if
man.
If I could vote, I wouldn't. Yeah. Listen, let's get back to more important business.
Than politics.
The top five signs you're having
talk
a stroke.
Talk about ass and titties.
Oh, come on, Jeff. We're here.
It spells something, right? It's what? An anagram. The top five.
Don't let your dad tell you how to vote. It's your vote.
No, I'm just saying. I have to
don't,
hear
you don't have to tell him.
Life.
Lie.
No, I do.
Vote for who you
yeah,
want
you
to vote
just
for.
Told him because he listens.
Yeah, I know.
Tara voted communist.
Tara's a communist, apparently.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
That's
her name.
Heard him.
That's her name. Tara the communist.
Call me Tara.
Call me Tara.
Yeah. Call me Tara.
Go ahead,
it's
Tara.
Got a nice ring. Call me Tara.
Call me Tara.
Oh, I thought it was call me.
Either way, right? Yeah. It's a play on words. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like karma and harm in the WWE. Which,
stop
by
making
the way,
wrestling
is awesome.
References because people don't like it.
It's true, they really don't.
Fuck the listeners. You heard me.
Oh, we're not allowed to say wrestling either. Sorry, oh. Entertainment.
Yeah, right. Yes. The audio entertainment listeners do not like sports entertainment.
Not even allowed to say sports. It's just entertainment.
Just entertainment.
Yeah,
so
superstars entertainment.
It's just people live in WWE. It was Kozlov.
Good one. Good job.
Double, double.
Okay.
Your impressions are great. You got any more?
Go fuck yourself.
I
got a good impression of your store. Everybody shut up.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks a lot.
That's Planet Leisure.
Hit my music. Okay, listen. This is very important. Top five signs you're having a stroke.
That Lenny's having a stroke.
Lilac may be having a stroke, so we're going to go over the lists.
Just simplify. Just call me Lenny. Then you don't have to say it.
I'll call you whatever the fuck I want.
Fuck you.
Listen, you might be sick right now. We should
stick
be nice
your tongue
to each
out.
Other.
I remember the other one. It's stick your tongue out. Does it go to one side or the other? No.
There's shit on it, though. What the fuck is on your... Oh, man, okay. I was like, what the fuck is on your tongue?
Okay, here we go. Ready?
I'm fucking Wikipedia. You don't even need that. I've already given you three.
To check if someone is having a stroke, ask the person to give you five. It literally says, ask them to give him a high five. Lenny and
I'd
Jeff.
I'd rather have $5.
Just high fived. So he's okay so far. Okay.
Maybe I had gas.
Not a sign of a stroke. All right.
I have gas X.
She does too.
On you?
Yeah.
She carries it around.
Dude, she's prepared.
She lives with me. What do you want?
Fucking prepared.
The amount
I must have dropped it.
The amount of mornings I've woken her up with a big.
Do you Dutch oven her?
Once, because I was like, hey.
Kick his ass.
Hey, you want a Dutch oven? What's a Dutch oven?
I never
you didn't know
you
what a
that.
Dutch
I know
oven
what
was.
They were.
At
I know
one
what
point
they
you
are.
Didn't.
Is.
No, the first time I gave her a Dutch oven, she did not know what it was.
Fucking awesome.
It's like San Quentin.
What? What? What do you mean? It's like San Quentin?
Oh, that's my dad's wrestling move.
Oh, is it a Dutch oven?
The San Quentin, yeah.
So if your dad was a wrestler, his finishing move would be a Dutch oven.
Yeah.
They call it the San Quentin.
Yeah.
If cool. Outhouse was a wrestling move, he'd be a small package.
Ooh. Oh,
fits in your ass though.
That it does.
Dude, this coffee cup would
like
fit.
Like Auschwitz.
Yes. Yes. That works better.
Yeah. That.
Okay, no more sidetracking. Lenny could be dying, and we're just moving on with more ass
jokes.
We've
already checked three
of five,
okay?
I can't believe
no,
you dropped the name
now.
Of a German Nazi death camp.
I did.
Okay, walk.
Hail to the...
It says, is there balance? Jeff, I'll fucking kill you.
Okay.
By that I mean please don't hurt me. Okay, is there balance off? Things to look for or ask? Are they able to stand straight and tall, or do they slump to one side? Stand up. Come
We've
on,
already
Lenny.
Done this. We
no,
tested.
I am not,
we
not. Apparently, I'm not having a stroke. There's just something wrong with me.
No, we need to listen. We are dying here.
Stand up, fucker.
We're not
Come
even
on.
Halfway There's through. No we got nothing to do. Stand up.
I asked you some serious questions. Oh.
Did you too?
Yeah, no, I unplugged.
Is he able to... Oh, now he can't hear himself. But he's able to stand up straight.
Plugged from the Matrix.
All right, we'll move on. Anything else?
Lenny, I just don't care about Lenny. Like, if he died, would the shit at the store go half price?
That's a terrible thing to say.
No,
I know there wouldn't
would
be
it,
any.
And you yelled at me for bringing up Auschwitz.
I know there wouldn't
Yo,
be. I know there wouldn't be any wrestling
six
figures left.
6 million Jews, one Lenny.
Okay, here's the question then. Let's say
I
we've
don't
been,
know any Jewish people.
I do. They're fine people, fine blokes. All you Jews out there. Is that
I
wrong?
Find it annoying that
Jews
things
wrong?
Have to be kosher. I really do. Do you know what kosher means?
Fucking, I don't know. I'm not a Jew. Jesus Christ.
During the manufacturing process, it has to be, like, what's it called? By a priest or whatever their thing is.
Blessed.
Blessed, yeah. Jackass.
Twice I've been able to do that now. Fucking it.
Yeah, we're doing great.
It's
awesome.
Pulling around.
Because when you act bored, you know what happens to the listeners?
They fucking act.
They start dreaming of the Dutchman.
Yeah. If I get one fucking text that says bring back the Dutchman, you're out.
Please.
That's it. You're
Save
done.
Me. Because he keeps inviting me.
So why
and
is
I'm
it?
I'm such a nice guy. He coming back because, I just, I don't want to upset
why don't
the guy.
You shut
so.
Up?
Yeah, it's great because we're talking over each other. Everyone's cutting each other off.
It's because we hate each other.
This episode will never hit the internet.
Yeah,
well.
We'll cut
start talking
one
about ass and titties then.
No, I don't want to talk about ass and titties.
Ass
you
and titties, man.
You actually look really angry. Are you angry?
This is terrible. This is going
like your
nowhere.
Your face is getting really red.
It's also really hot.
Maybe we should have a fucking format then. How about that?
I tried, and then you guys all cut me off. And
well,
said we already
where,
did this.
Where's your With fucking format?
I didn't even get a chance to talk. All he does is talk.
It's true.
Okay, so here's my question. We've invented... Now he's pussy hurt, and his mic is turned off.
Fucking done.
And he just dropped the headphones that he bought on the phone.
Yeah. Why don't you like Jews again?
Oh, I have nothing against Jews. I just said I don't know any.
Oh.
I've never met a Jewish person. I don't that I've ever been introduced to as being a Jewish person. Jewish
person.
Person.
See who's having the stroke now?
Yeah, really.
Go to the Holocaust Museum. Huh? Check that out. Then you like
okay.
Jews.
How do I know that I've met a Jewish person at
More than 6 million, man. Fucking it was 6 million Jews, I'm pretty sure. And then it was like gypsies and vagrants and all
no,
these less desirables.
Nobody counts gypsies.
Gypsies.
I do when they walk by. One.
What are you doing, gypsy?
Oh, that was a good movie, man. I fucking love Borat.
It was a great movie. So
and
let's...
the Jew eggs. Oh, hilarious, terrible. Man.
The gypsy turned him into a rat. How did you do it, gypsy?
When they stayed at the Jewish fucking bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they were like scared of their minds.
Because he turned him into a rat.
Yeah,
that's the part that I just repeated. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
So are you this passionate about all genocides or just the Holocaust?
Just because I when I went to Washington, D.C. the one time, I went to the Holocaust Museum and I was just like, wow, this shit is fucked up. Like I still can't believe the photos I saw. I still can't believe that stuff happened. And I'm a big Military Channel Mark and I see this stuff and I'm like, that shit actually happened.
But it happens all the time.
Yeah, but
it's just
it was,
not publicized like that was.
It was just so. It was just so huge. Like, the camps were gigantic. And the people would get off cattle cars and they get split up into two groups. Two groups that went right to the fucking chambers.
Yeah.
And the other group got fucking worked to death, man. It's. Like, maybe if, like, you know, fucking, like, if I. Did a little more research on genocide, I'd feel for all genocides. But let me be ignorant, okay? At least I feel for one genocide. And it's horrible, man. Fucking this. I'll shut up.
I know. That's what a genocide is.
Were there black people in Star Wars?
Yeah, there were. Yeah.
Who? Oh, Lando.
Lando. Yeah.
Oh my God, Billy D. Williams.
Yeah. Fucking Samuel Jackson was black.
That's not Star Wars.
Yeah, sorry, Star Wars only 3 episodes.
4, 5, 6. That's Star Wars. Don't you bring up that?
Don't call
it. Yeah,
four,
fucking
five,
nerd
six.
Room right
that's
now.
And that's what they are. They're 4.
Only
five,
because
six.
They made 1, 2, and 3.
That's true. Now, even then, even in the originals, it said 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I know.
So we.
You just call them the first three.
Are we collectively saying fuck George Lucas?
No, fuck turkey neck George Lucas. 70s George Lucas wrote Star Wars 4, 5, 6. Awesome. Then he got this growth in his thing, and then in the 2000s he made Star Wars Episode 1, 2, and 3.
Like he literally got a growth?
Well, the turkey neck must be some kind of like inability to write cancer, and it just grew on his neck, and then here comes Episode 1, 2, and 3. No messages yet.
No messages yet. Why would there be messages?
Who knows? Maybe Hacksaw Jim Duggan is about to call for you.
Ho!
You love Hacksaw Jim
Tough
Duggan.
Tough guy. Piece of shit.
Before I didn't even get to interject my comment about you and Hitler. Mm. I can't understand, like, every day they show that commercial for the Time Life video for the Nazis, a message from history. Mm. And there's all those people standing in the streets, like, with their hands raised. They voted this fucker in. They all believed. They're all, like, we want this guy.
He was
before it turned that way, and then he's doing so much good, so we can ignore the little bit of bad.
Yeah,
and
what kind of reminds you of who?
And he got too much power.
Yeah, kind of reminds you of our government.
Oh, yeah. I was pointing at Matt Lees. No, but he was such a passionate.
Did you just indirectly compare me to Hitler?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Wait.
Fat little Welsh kid.
Yeah, I may be a lot of things, sir, but Hitler, I am not.
No, Hitler was so passionate, and he was such a good public speaker.
And Matt has none of those. He's no passion.
Exactly.
He's got passion. Passion for me. Anyways, Hitler was such a good speaker, and such a good public speaker, and people just believed the shit he said because. He believed it, right?
Because he would put them in an oven if they didn't.
Yeah, but it's not like he started off by saying, I want to kill everyone.
And he turned around Germany's economy. Like he, it was
like Stephen Hart?
What, furnace sales?
No, like, well, they, like, there was a lot, the Treaty of Versailles
are you
prevented.
Are you texting 911 just in case?
the
Carol,
treaty.
Call me an ambulance.
the Treaty of Versailles prevented Germany from having tanks and airplanes, but Hitler was making, like, personal aircrafts and fucking doing technology on, like, fuck, this is so boring.
No, it's not. It's not at all. At least it's subject matter.
Okay.
Please continue.
And so he was doing all this shit in secret, and by doing all this stuff in secret, he was giving the German people jobs. And the old government wasn't cutting it, and Hitler came, he stormed in, and he turned their economy around. And that's, you know, and then he was like acquiring land that the German people they thought that it was taken from them, and it kind of was. It was split up, right? And you know, and then just fucking, he was such a like just a fucking motivational speaker. He was a motivational.
Just made
speaker.
A couple of mistakes.
Yeah, he just killed lots of people.
If he wouldn't have gone north and south at the same time, we wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah, if he wouldn't have invaded
west,
Russia
son.
In the winter, what was he
East
thinking?
East and west.
Listen,
what was he thinking?
That was the joke, you fucking retard.
Okay.
Okay, wait. There are three of you talking at once. We can't all talk in the mics at once because our listeners are going to get angry at us. And I'm going to get an email saying I'm an asshole because it all stops with me. So it's all. Let's all just take turns.
You killed our mics? Thank you.
Yeah, because you were all... Four voices at once make people angry. So who was next to speak? You were saying he was a hell of a stand-up guy. You chimed in
fuck
with...
You.
Well, you did. Didn't you say that Hitler was a... Wasn't he saying Hitler
I
was
I did stand-up? Not say Hitler was a jam-up guy. He was a very bad man. He just... People believed him because he did... He got Germany and essentially the whole fucking planet out of the Depression.
I don't know if bad man is the right term. Like... I would call Steve Austin a bad man.
I call Rikishi a bad man.
I'm a bad
Isn't
man.
Isn't he living in his car now?
No, that's Hakushi. Why do you get that wrong every time?
Dude, Rikishi died.
No, he didn't.
Didn't he?
No, listen. No more wrestling. No.
One of them shits died.
No more wrestling.
Ah, they're Samoan. They're all the fucking
Umaga.
Same.
No. Oh. So, please continue with your... Are you finished speaking about your idol, your hero?
Well, no. Okay. World War II, Hitler... Okay. The funny thing is, Hitler...
Funny. I'll be the judge.
No,
funny.
The thing is, when Hitler went to invade Poland, Germany and Russia split up Poland. He was not going to fight a two-front war. And then Hitler got, he was a fucking power-hungry and land-grabby. And that's when he fucked over Russia and tried to take the rest of Poland. And that's what fucked him in the ace, the two-front war.
You should have been a history teacher.
It's true. Because he kind of looks like a history teacher a little bit. I'd learn history from you.
None of you blokes even fucking noticed that I shaved my beard.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and you dyed your hair, too.
No, I didn't. Fucking idiot.
Oh, sorry. Maybe you washed it. I just haven't
actually
seen it clean before.
I slept on it before I came here. Uh-huh. So I got this little thing right here sticking up from the pillow.
Oh, that's cute.
And when I woke up, I looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh, my hair looks like shit.
How can you be a hardcore hick without a beard?
Because...
Can you grow one in one day?
It's okay. He doesn't have another wrestling match for like 3 months.
I didn't know if I'd be macking with some chicks stagging.
You
go.
Had the fucking opportunity, apparently, and you gave it up.
You know who you're like? You're like Helen Keller, who's a former guest of this show, who all he does, he's like Jay from Jan Son Bob. All he talks about is how much he wants with chicks. I would rip that chick up. Oh, I would rip that. She's so hot. Look at that chick. You think she'll fuck me? We went to a show where a girl was literally like, hey, how are you doing? And he was like, I'm kind of tired, and that's my ride home.
You talking about Matt?
Oh, yeah. We call him Helen Keller on this show.
Oh.
Or Chewy 2.0.
Wasn't Helen Keller like the fucking, like...
Speaking of the Nazis.
No, Helen Keller, wasn't she like the...
Deaf, dumb, blind.
Yeah, like, yeah, like the monkey.
Yeah, the yeah. fucking mute.
Oh, wow. Do you know why she couldn't drive, Helen Keller?
Why?
Well, why would you think she couldn't drive?
Because she can't see.
No, because she's a woman. Oh, terrible. You're so sexist. I can't believe neither of you have heard that one before.
No,
man, I'm not a sexist.
But you're a Hitler historian, so that's going well.
No, I just...
Supporter.
Supporter, right. Supporter.
I watch a
whatever,
lot
whatever, communist.
Tara's a communist. Jeff's a Nazi. Yeah. Lenny's having a stroke. It's a great show this week. It's absolutely fantastic.
Nazi and communist. High five.
They're they don't like each other.
Yeah. Do not high...
I hate you.
No high five.
I was just trying to touch your girlfriend.
I know. Don't worry. Did you fall asleep with your dick in your hand lately?
No, man. I've been lucky. I just haven't been as tired lately. And
that's good.
I've been able to finish, clean up, then go to sleep.
Wow. Good for you. You're like, it's like a whole, you turned over a whole new leaf or new paper towel.
It's like I'm 14 again. It's like, yes, except I got more pubes.
Nice. Here's the question then. Are you ready? We're going to have a time travel question. Let's say I've invented the time machine. I'm going to send you back in time to the day that baby Hitler was born. Okay? And you have 5 minutes by yourself in which you have the opportunity to kill Hitler as a newborn baby. Can you do it?
Yep.
No.
No.
Really? Even though
you know everything?
Even though you know what that baby is going to turn into. You don't think you... What about
kidnapping? Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, you can maybe maim him. You know, like cut off a hand or something. And that would probably change the course of time enough. That he wouldn't become Hitler?
Maybe.
And
Jeff's
also,
saying yes.
I couldn't kill him.
That would be a baby I would shake to death. Just.
You wouldn't even do it like quickly or humanely. You'd just stand there shaking the fucking thing.
Hell yeah, man.
Don't kill Jews. Don't kill Jews. Stop killing Jews.
And don't get me started on fucking time travel because we cannot go back in time. We cannot change what has already happened. We can only go into the future. Be a wormhole or high-speed travel. Thank you very much.
What about parallel dimensions?
Oh, like sliders?
Yeah, I like sliders.
Hell yeah.
I love sliders. They're tasty.
We have really great ones at the You Know What pub.
Yeah.
Definitely good sliders.
I
Boston
I got...
Pizza, though, does not have a good slider. Hey, it's my turn to talk, okay? Hey, one person at a time. I'm talking. Okay. It's a burger with teriyaki sauce and then ham... And pineapple and cheese.
What?
Yeah.
It's the Hawaiian burger?
Yeah, with teriyaki sauce. Yeah. Or like some sort of...
Thank you very much.
Oh, how you doing?
That's like... No, there's like Japanese people in Hawaii. They're like, hey, that makes sense. It's Japanese.
No, they're all dead. It was called Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that was the day that all the Asians got tired of being the butt of our fucking jokes. We bombed Pearl Harbor! They don't fuck with us anymore! Little did they know.
How you doing?
How you doing? Hey, you and your fat manager, I got more cherry Pepsi.
No problem.
Go get the penthouse. Tell him more cherry Coke here.
go on diet.
I told him if he gets throwback Pepsi, you'd probably blow him. And he said, oh, thank you.
That's all he says.
He has no idea. Now sometimes I just test him, and I'll just tell him random stories because I know he can't understand me. So last time I bought like a bottle of water or something, I was just like, yeah, you know, I was driving to the mall today and saw these two chicks, and he's just like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, yeah, I told all my friends to come buy Cherry Coke, and they said they came in, and they really like your store, and blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, thank you. And I'm like,
you say we're going to rob the place?
I'm like, can you get throwback Pepsi? Oh, thank you. Bye. I'm like, I guess that means no. Guess that means
what's,
get out.
Is this store local to your area? Yeah.
Why, Jeff, thank you for asking. It's local to Planet Leisure, 370 Highland Road West in Kitchener. Available at 519-772-0131. If Penthouse Lenny Lilac has a stroke, we are having one hell of a sale tonight. But there will be no wrestling figures because those will be gone. No, no, I meant you. We're good.
Oh, okay, I thought you were leaving me out. I'm like, son of a bitch.
No, man, I've got Matt Hardy, William Regal, all yours, buddy. I'm not even going to charge you.
MVP?
Yeah, for free.
Giving me all the mulligans of the fucking collection.
You can have those three.
Steven Regal's free. Awesome. Oh, I yeah, mean, sorry, he, William Regal.
William Regal.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, he was. You can't. Yeah, he was awesome.
You know,
just
speaking of Planet Leisure and wrestling toys and toys, maybe we can complain a little bit about Mattel. Maybe people will find that interesting. I don't know how many times I've heard a discussion of the insider trading of how you get toys from these companies. Because, you know, you'd think it'd be easy, right, Jeff Black? You call the company that manufactures the toys and you say, hi, can I have some of your toys? And they say, sure, here you go. Should be that easy, right?
Why'd you call me by my full name?
What do you mean? Did I call you Jeff Black?
Yeah, you did, you fucker.
What's the problem?
Have we had this conversation 8 times?
No, we haven't had this conversation
there once. Is one Jeff in this motherfucking room, all right?
But do you not like your name?
My name is so... I'm proud of my name. But my name is so bland and boring, and ever since fucking kindergarten, man.
I'd like to point out that my name is almost exactly the same as yours.
What's your last name?
Tara Gray.
Oh, fuck, okay. That is close.
It's true.
And I don't find my name boring, because I'm an amazing person, and therefore can't be boring.
That's logic right there,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's true.
No, just ever since kindergarten, man, they've been, like, doing the roll call. Cindy, Charlie... Zachary,
that was
Jeff Black, Denise, fucking whatever. I'm
listen,
like,
I called you Jeff Black because you're not the only Jeff in the legend folklore.
Yeah, but I'm the only Jeff in this room.
He'd prefer you called him Mr. Black.
No, Mr. call Black. Me Jeff.
Mr. Black.
Anyways,
so listen, before
Mattel.
Before you interrupted me again, what were we talking about?
Mattel and their lack of...
customer service.
That's right.
How about... It's just, I have, like, you can't buy anything from them. Here's my money. Take it.
Yes.
But they won't. They don't return my phone calls.
Take a hint.
They won't take, well, why wouldn't they want to sell their product? Doesn't make any sense.
It's not like we're trying to buy weed and there's 7 other guys around. Mattel, sell wrestling figures. That's it. We've been leaving messages, like he said. We are literally begging them to take our money. Nothing.
Nothing.
But they are offering you product, but just not the product that you want. Right?
No, we can't even get them
they
to clarify.
They won't even return my calls.
Yeah, we want to know.
I thought you could order a case, but you didn't know what came in it specifically.
Right. Yeah. So that way, we're trying to call Mattel and say, hey, what series did you last have? So we can kind of get a rough estimate. Nobody will call them back.
Like I can buy a mystery box. Oh. They'll sell me that.
Right. But, we have to spend $1,000.
Yeah. Well,
so we have to buy 10 cases of whatever they have right now when they're releasing a new series every month. So then, you know, in 3 weeks,
I could be 3 days into the new series. I could be, you know, no idea.
Yeah.
They don't answer. They fucking suck.
They suck. If you're listening, Mattel, you suck.
Please. No wonder your company's going out of business. Like,
are they?
No, I just made that up. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight.
should I hit your music?
No.
Okay. He's like,
I'm having a stroke.
It's true.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, it's true. Lenny is having some problems, ladies and gentlemen. If he's not here on episode 50,
dead.
519-772-0131 to take advantage of the Lenny died sale.
Maybe fuck. I should have that anyway.
Maybe that would bring like
We could Facebook death me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, rest in peace.
Put up
I get customers this way,
maybe
and
you
then
would.
I could come back.
You could be zombie Lenny.
Yeah. Well, the nerds. And then, I mean.
Customers.
Yeah.
And you'll make your comeback on zombie game night.
Yeah, with the rest of the...
Wow.
customers.
Friends.
Yeah, with the rest of the
Planet
customers.
Leisure.
That's right.
Man, you still... Okay, I will get in your gorilla suit for free. And I will, like, thumb people in the butt. Be like, hey, Planet Leisure, bitch. Thumb in the butt.
Back to the thumb in the butt.
No, back to Mattel.
No, but
I think it'd be interesting to ask a listener to go back and see how many times he said a form of the word ass or butt. True. Or
it's true.
That would be like a soundbite. Butt, dick, ass.
There's a certain podcast from New Jersey that was making fun of one of their co-hosts because he says right a lot. Right. So they cut it, and they cut every word of the right that he said from a one-hour episode, 12 minutes. Of this guy just going, right. Insane.
Kind of like you say fair enough all the time.
Yeah, but fair enough is like a shot now because there are actually listeners counting along with us, making fun of us for saying fair enough.
Oh.
So whenever I say fair enough, a bunch of listeners might go ding because we used to play a game, you know, way long ago, back on early episodes.
When no one listened.
Right. But even those now, they're gradually sneaking up. Something's going on. But there are more of you out there than there were previously. So if you're brand new, we need to hear from you.
How many audio entertainment listeners did you have, like, at the start?
Well, we're right now we're only discussing, like, the website hits because you get your iTunes subscribers. And then you get the guys who travel to the website, legendinmysparetimepodcast.podbean.com. They click play and they sit there and listen. We used to get about 50. Okay, now we're breaking 300 over the last week. It's going up. Every episode is going up by about 20 hits a day.
I just can't believe. Hey, praise you, listeners. I just can't believe there's 300 people that care enough about our mindless shit to listen.
How many people did you draw to wrestling last week?
I didn't have a wrestling. I don't run wrestling shows.
No, but you drew the house.
No, I didn't. I'm nothing.
You were the fucking main event. Means you drew the house.
Wrestling draws the house.
No, the main event draws the house, bro.
Yeah. Wow, well, I don't know. There's 100
sports
people.
Entertainment draws the house. Wrestling, the main event draws the house.
Yeah,
there's being... like 100 people. 100, well, 19 plus drinking, boozing it up.
Yeah. Exactly. So if there's 100 that want to watch you throw ice through a table, maybe there's a couple hundred that want to listen to us tell stories. I mean, not this fucking week, but on average. Yeah. They want to listen to us because sometimes we're engaging and potentially entertaining and slightly funny and
best episode ever kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
I feel myself. I've been getting worse. Like I'm running out of material.
You mean like over the last 59 minutes?
That's why I mean.
It's been 59 minutes already.
No, baby. That's
oh,
for somebody.
That's
else.
For somebody else, baby.
Baby, that's
because you're trying too hard. Just be yourself.
Stop saying dick and ass jokes.
Yeah. I just fucking love dick and ass jokes.
I know.
I can't.
I know. Okay.
It's part of me.
Jeff Black.
Can I tell Jeff my pirate elephant joke?
Sure. If it's okay. Not funny, I'm going to hit you with a chair.
All right. Pirate
God,
and an elephant.
It's not funny.
Pirate and an elephant walk into the bar, sit down, they order a drink. Bartender's like, all right, keep serving him. Fucking elephant falls off a stool, drunk, pass out. Pirate gets up to walk out of the bar. Bartender's like, hey, you can't leave that lion here. Pirate turns around. Not a lion. It's an elephant.
Awesome.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting pirate.
Not gonna even do it.
Do it, Jeff.
Interrupt.
Oh, so loud right in my ears. Here's another one, okay? This is one of the jokes where you have to repeat the question back to me like, I don't know. Ready? Hey, Jeff. What is the secret to great comedy?
I don't know, man.
Timing. You want to try again? Hey, Jeff, what's the secret to great comedy?
What's the secret?
Timing. See, what I'm doing is I'm cutting you off and hence having bad timing. See, it's like one of them there, like, ironic jokes. Right? You want to try it again? Hey, Jeff.
Hey,
what's
Mac.
The secret to great comedy?
What's the
timing.
Timing.
If you would like to write to us and say... Fuck you, you owe me 61 minutes of my life. You can do so at legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. DJHardcoreHick@gmail.com is how you get fuckface over here.
Hey, you didn't call me Jeff Black, though, so we're all good now. Keep calling me fuckface.
DJHardcoreHick@gmail.com is how you get a hold of Jeff Black if you need a DJ.
Motherfucker. Any updates on the Pioneer woman that you work with?
Oh, yes, the religious woman who wants to save you.
Have she succeeded?
No, no, not yet. We haven't had many conversations lately. She had a few days off last week because she had to meet her sister's boyfriend's friend. I mean, boyfriend's family, who was driving down from Sault Ste. Marie. So what's that? Like a 6 hour?
That's 9 hours, ladies and gents.
A 9 hour drive to stay for 2 hours. So they could all meet each other because they're all Jehovah's Witnesses, right? So they all had to approve of each other before the sister and her boyfriend could continue dating long distance from Sault Ste. Marie.
Could you imagine anybody out of the people that we know in this room if your friends had to approve of new friends? Can you, like, if we had a social thing that said, listen, Jeff Black is my new friend. I want to bring him on the podcast. Can you imagine if you would have had to approve him first?
We do. A couple of my friends have a rule like that, but it was to play poker because we were running an underground poker club, and we did. And there was a lot of money involved, and we didn't want anyone showing up that didn't that would, one, be a detriment to the game, two, be an asshole, three, cause us any problems because this at that time was illegal. Mm-hmm. So. Anytime that we had a rule set that if you wanted to bring a friend, you were responsible for him.
You had to vouch for him.
You had to vouch for him. And if you didn't vouch for him, he couldn't come. And if you did vouch for him, fucking stroke, and anything happened, it was on you, not on that person. Nice. So
was, like, the one rule about your underground poker club was not to talk about your underground poker club?
No, it doesn't exist anymore because my friends are all assholes.
The first rule
was broken.
Yeah, it's not Fight Club. I picked up an Enquirer today because I wanted to see what I was doing because the line to the Dairy Queen was busy.
I don't get it.
It's funny. I don't know. We really have to tread lightly here.
Explain the joke.
He was just making a joke about mutual friends we have that you can tell them a story and then the story will, in some magical way, get back to you. Kind of like Van Boss. Here, we should test it. Next time you see Van Boss, tell him a secret. Tell him something like, don't tell Matt this, but I totally fucked Tara. Guarantee you within a week, he'll know it. Or somebody around me will know because he's got a big...
I would feel better. I don't want to fuck Tara. Just like a hand.
You don't?
A handy. Oh. Well, I don't because she's going out with Matt, you asshole.
Oh, wow, this is the first time I've seen Jeff Black uncomfortable.
Why would I fuck her when...
I will.
You're a horrible person, man. You know, I only like Hitler. I won't fuck her, though. All right? If she was, like, single and ready to mingle and it had been a while, yeah. Not while she's going out with Matt.
What better way to end, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm an honorable person.
Jeff, take 12 seconds and wrap up for the week, please.
Ass and titties.
Thank you
for listening.
Jeff gets none of them.
Oh, so
there's no other way.
I'm out. Fuck you.
Don't forget.
Sorry, Jeff Black. Guess not.
Oh, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen. Next week is episode 50, and you know what that means.
Raging Gay's gonna hang himself
because it's Dave Rage K versus Mr. Oliver Little in an extended special edition. Every guest host ever, except for the Reverend Davies, is back next week. We've got twice the length.
What? I'm sorry for cutting you off, but why can't you get Reverend Davies?
Because I'm choosing not to.
But get him.
Ooh. Well, he doesn't return my texts. Tell you what, we're going to do an experiment too. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open the door here. The fourth wall will come down. It is Sunday, May the 1st at 7 p.m. I am now going to text the Reverend Jeffrey Davies and invite him to episode 50.
Do it.
Sunday, May the 1st at 7. I'm sending the text right now.
I want my money back. So.
Yeah, he owes you for two beers.
Four
beers. So that's next week. We're also going to have a bunch of exclusive songs from the Matt Lees Band. All the guests are back. We're going to celebrate 50 hours of podcasting. Sorry, audio entertainment. In the only way we know how, with crude jokes, and we'll probably get drunk. Maybe we should drink on the show next week. You know, yeah. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I'm down.
You're down. All right.
I'm drunk right now.
Legend in my spare time. Motherfucker.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
when you're going to see me throw down against the reigning motherfucking champion of Legend in My Spare Time Olympics. You be here because I'm going to lay an ass whipping on that guy that's going to make the Germans bombing England in World War II look like a fucking cakewalk.
I swear, Dave Raging Homo K will go down by my hand. Mark my very fucking words, Matt Lee.